Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. The Nagaland Sign Fest opened yesterday at Bamboo Hall in Kisama under the theme Celebrating Stories, Inspiring Minds. Inaugurating the event, Secretary Northeastern Council Satinder Kumar Bhala said, cinema is not just entertainment but a major learning tool for young people by highlighting social issues and sparking awareness. He stressed cinema's role in conveying human emotions and experiences and urged filmmakers to create content responsibly.
Human beings, they have inherent nature to feel and express. And this is where the role of cinema in modern age is very, very important. Where every feeling, every expression, every movement is part of our life. That is where the responsibility of people who produce, who direct, who act is very, very huge. To come out with those concepts and expressions which help mankind to move forward.
Organized by the Department of Information and Public Relations in collaboration with the National Film Development Corporation, the Sign Fest will run till 8th of December. The first day featured screenings of two short films by young filmmakers, The Last Catch by Lima Sanglier and Film from the Past by Jipito H. Jimomi. The three-day Unity Mini Hornbill Festival in Perin concluded yesterday. Addressing the event as special guest, Deputy Chief Minister Tia Zileng lauded district officials for promoting Unity, noting that many development areas of Perin remain at an early stage even after 21 years of being a district. He urged officials and the public to contribute actively to build a thriving model township. Mr. Zileng stressed that the festival reinforces the message that Perin is one district, one people, one family. He also clarified public confusion over demands for a separate district for Jalukye Valley, saying the state cabinet has decided that no new districts will be created and that no tribe will have two districts. Appealing for harmony, Mr. Zileng urged the community to reject divisive narratives and reflect on renewal and reconciliation as they prepare for the new year. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan gave a clarion call to the youth to wake up and work together to achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Addressing the concluding ceremony of the Sardar 150 National Padyatra at the Statue of Unity yesterday, he hailed the youth as the engine for the country's growth, stressing that India's huge young population represents a great national power.
This Padyatra has been a celebration of the eternal spirit that resides in the heart of India, the spirit of unity, the spirit of duty, and the spirit of nation building. More than 14 lakh youth participating in over 1,300 Padyatras across India is a powerful message that the flame of unity, ignited by Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel ji, continues to light and it will be bright forever.
Amid the ongoing disruption due to cancellation of IndiGo flights, the government has directed the airline to clear all pending passenger refunds by 8 p.m. today. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has also directed IndiGo to ensure that all displaced baggage is traced and delivered to the passenger's residential or chosen address within the next 48 hours. Airlines have been instructed not to levy any rescheduling charges for passengers whose travel plans were affected by cancellations. The ministry said that it is monitoring the recovery process and remains fully committed to restoring complete operational normalcy at the earliest. The India Skills 2025 competition was inaugurated yesterday at the Directorate of Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship in Kohima. Joint Secretary Puleshie K. Yeptomi declared the event open. Speaking on the fashion technology trade, Senior Lecturer A. Chubamenla highlighted the industry's vast employment potential and encouraged youth to upgrade their skills, including by using AI tools. This is Nagaland's second edition of India Skills after a gap of 7 years. The competition covers three trades, namely graphic design, fashion design technology, and restaurant service. A total of 147 candidates from district ITIs, Polytechnic and SIMS Dimapur took part in the contest, with 26 making it to the finals. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog conditions during early morning hours in isolated pockets of Nagaland, Assam, Meghalaya, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till the 11th of December. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.